promise bitter harvest tonight. Cocoa farmers express outrage as a supposed 63% hike in cocoa prices leave them with just 4% increase in actual earnings.
Currently, with the pricing, the farmers are not happy with the current price that has been given. They are not, because at least what they were expecting was to get, let's say, like 4,000 Ghana cedi. That was the meat.
We'll hear from the minority in parliament who say farmers have been fleeced.
And when Atuforsen and President Mahama increased by a bag of cocoa, how much have they increased? At the end of the day, that is the analysis everybody.
Their own words are coming back to haunt them. They said a lot of things that were not backed by data.
We have details here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Well, cocoa farmers are up in arms over the government's recent announcement of a 63% increase in the producer price of cocoa, claiming the actual boost to their earnings will be a meager 4%. Despite Finance Minister Dr. Casey Latuforsen's assertion that a new price fulfills President John Mahama's promise to give farmers 70% of the free on-board value, farmers feel the announcement falls short of the expectations. The minister explains that the price hike, which raises the producer price from $3,100 to $5,040 per ton, reflects the government's commitment to supporting cocoa farmers. However, farmers argue that rising production costs and the appreciation of the cedi have eaten into the gains. First, listen to the Finance Minister, Casey Latuforsen, on the increment, insisting the government has fulfilled its promise to cocoa farmers.
The government has, by this decision, increased the producer price significantly by 62.58% in US dollar terms. This increase in the producer price represents 70% of the gross free on board value of $7,200 per ton, in alliance with the NDC's manifesto and President Mahama's promise to pay the cocoa farmer 70% of the FOB price. It is significant to note that for the 2024 and 2025 crop season, the previous administration set an FOB value of 4,850 per ton of cocoa and the producer price at $3,100 per ton, representing 63.9% of the FOB price. Even though the world market price at the time was much better than today, and for emphasis, between 2024 and 2025, the previous administration set the FOB value at 4,000.
So that is the, you know, Finance Minister Dr. Casey Latuforsen there explaining the rationale behind the price hike for cocoa per ton, saying that it fulfills the president's commitment, you know, towards fulfilling that particular promise that he made to them. But these announcements have done little to placate the farmers. My colleague Isaac Kofi Ajay has been poring over the numbers and joins me in studio with some more details. Kofi, first, let's start from the top. What was the international price of cocoa a year ago, and where does it stand now?
Well, so Kojo, it is important to put out that this is the first time that government is announcing cocoa producer price of cocoa in dollars, where the actual change in cedi term was missing in that press release that was put out by the Finance Ministry. Mm-hmm. Usually you see the announcement in cedis, but this time around government decided to announce it in dollars. Mm. And according to them, they are increasing the producer price from the $3,100 per ton last season to, $5,040 per ton. If you do the math, this is expected to give you some 63% in terms of the producer price in dollar terms. But in real terms, that is, if you bring that change in cedi terms, we are just talking about 4.1% increment in the producer price of cocoa, Kojo, and that will give farmers additional 128 cedis. Of course, we understand in CD term, mm-hmm. per bag.
Okay.
Right. So that 3,100 Ghana cedis you were getting per bag, now you get 3,228 cedis. So that 63% announcement that was done in dollar terms, which many were expecting, or farmers were expecting at least they could get 4,000 cedis per bag, it was a bit disappointing that they only got 3,228 cedis. And government's argument was that simply because of the exchange rate situation, we gave you that 3,100 Ghana cedis when the cedi was 16 cedis to the dollar. Now it's about 10 cedis, 25%. So government itself is struggling. There has to be burden sharing. Of course, we've gone ahead to give you 70% of the FOB price or the global price. But in actual terms, farmers are getting 128 cedis per every bag of cocoa they sell next season.
So remind us again, what's the international price?
The international price currently, if you look at what we are getting today, it started the day around $7,400 per bag. Just, I mean, when we were coming to the studio, we checked and it's dropped to $7,200, you know, dollars per bag. And government is giving farmers $5,040. So you can actually calculate the difference between the FOB price and the international price. But government's argument is that because of the appreciation of the cedi, they are struggling on one side, and that is why they have to do burden sharing with the farmers.
Now, with inflation, labor cost, and the appreciation of the cedi in play, I mean, are cocoa farmers really better off than they were last season?
In fact, we need to track this back as far back as, let's say, the last five seasons, and let's see how cocoa prices have actually been increased. So we take it from the 2022-2023 seasons where government increased the price by just 140 cedis per bag.
Okay.
So this is not the first time that government is increasing cocoa price by that margin, right, in terms of the price per bag. Then comes to 2023-2024 where government then increases to 580 cedis per bag. I mean, in terms of the rate of cedis. The original price increased by 508 cedis per bag. Then comes that same year, 2023-2024.
So there were two increments in the
same increments in that season.
Mm.
First increment was somewhere around 508, and then government comes again to increase by 62. Then the last season, 2024-2025, 930 Ghana cedis increment first, in terms of the first increment, and then you have again government increasing by 100 Ghana cedis.
So cumulatively in that year, it was 1,030.
That was what sent cocoa prices to that 3,100. But the finance minister's argument is that this was done when the exchange rate was 16 cedis to the dollar. Now we are talking about 10 cedis, 25 pesos,
to a
which
dollar.
Means that although the global, the FOB price will be increased, the producer price will be increased by close to about 63%. In actual terms, farmers will only get 4.1% simply because of the appreciation of the cedi. So the original 3,100 you were enjoying at a cedi rate of 16 cedis has actually shrunk.
Okay.
And that's giving you that difference of 128 cedis in addition to what you already get.
So this increment is 63%, not 70%.
It's not 70%. Government is giving farmers 70% of the free on board price.
Okay.
But the increment in dollar terms is 63%.
Okay.
But farmers in actual terms are only getting 4.1% increment in the price per bag that they'll be selling this season.
Grateful to you, Isaac Kofi Edjie. Now, the minority in parliament believes they are getting the last laugh, taunting the government over what they call a deceptive price announcement. Ranking member on the Finance Committee, Kojo Opon Nkrumah, says farmers are being fleeced under the guise of a policy breakthrough.
What the farmer on the market in Ofuase is asking himself, what was the price of a bag of cocoa before this announcement? And what is the price of the bag of cocoa after this announcement? We are just working the numbers right now. We've just come out of the meeting. We've seen percentages and they are using the dollar. You know, the NDC, what they do is that they try to always hide the truth. So you have to take your time, work the numbers. But the most important thing, and I encourage all of you in your newsrooms to do, pick the CD value of a bag of cocoa on the market today, compare it to the new price they have announced, and see. Somebody's telling me that the change is about 100 CDs or something. Yes. So please, if the change is 128 CDs, ask yourself, the last time Akufo-Addo increased a bag of cocoa, how much did he increase it by? And when Atufo Osin and President Mahama increased by a bag of cocoa, how much have they increased? At the end of the day, that is the analysis everybody. Their own words are coming back to haunt them. They said a lot of things that were not backed by data. Now they are in power. Everybody's expecting them to live by it. And they are coming up with all sorts of excuses. You increase cocoa per bag by 128 Ghana cedis. Assuming these analysis we are hearing are correct, let me put that caveat in. And you want people to clap for you.
This is Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's get onto the lines now and bring in Nana Oboadie. He is Farmer General of Concerned Farmers Association, Nana Oboadie Boateng Bonsu. He's joining us on the phone. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Now, this must be good news for you that government indeed said, I would give you 70% of the FOB and has gone ahead to do same for you, right?
Thank you very much, Eden. Good evening, your viewers and your listeners. Because, I'm so surprised that Parliament is talking about this cocoa price issue. Parliament have no moral right even to come in so far as cocoa is concerned. Because when cocoa was being destroyed, our forest was being destroyed, Galamsey taking the center space within the cocoa industry. None of them, as I'm speaking to you, European Union has raised a red flag on us. Very soon, our cocoa will be banned. And talking about the price, we all know the CD, how the CD has gained strength, and then the dollar is coming down. So at the end of the day, we are not expecting to get higher as it claimed to be. That is what others have to know. And then the price also has also discouraged a lot of farmers. As I'm speaking to you, there's a lot of tension and pressure on me. Others want to cut down their cocoa tree and then move away to go for the rubber plantation because the rubber is making a lot of money for them. And this is what is happening, and this is the situation on the ground. I first said it when I was on the round table discussion and Felice Owusu Kwasi came. I told him that there was something that the president had to know. And up to now, they've not even approached or even asked what is it at all that the president has to know. As I'm speaking to you, our cocoa industry has collapsed. That is all.
But Nana, jumping from $3,100 to $5,040 is a huge jump, not so?
What is the gap that we are talking about? How much is the bag that we are talking about? Do you get it? They made promise, and the promise that they made has entered into the ears of the farmers. And now the farmers are calling for the 6,000 Ghana cedi per bag that they mentioned earlier on. But at the end of the day, all of us also have to know that the dollar issue has affected the way. That is why we are having 3,200 and something. And now the farmers are not happy. A lot of them are not happy. All because, one, they were thinking that they are going to make a lot of money out of it. But now, they are not getting it.
So what do you farmers intend to do about this?
Well, we, the concerned farmers and advocacy group, we try to strengthen and empower the farmers. And what the farmers are saying, as I'm speaking to you, when you get to the Pristia Wuni Valley area, almost 200 and something acres will be going down very soon, all because the farmers, they have made up their mind that they are no more interested in the cocoa again. So they are cutting down their cocoa and plant rubber because it is business. Nobody wants to do business and lose. Because at the end of the day, when I'm doing something that I'm not getting any money out of it, and then somebody is doing other one, and then he takes money, I'll shift from that side and then go to the other side. And Parliament was there. Parliament saw everything, what was happening. And none of them even stood up and said something about it. They were destroying our forest, doing the cocoa, how do you call it, the galamsey and other things. And I told you, there's a red flag on our cocoa production. Very soon, they will not buy our cocoa again. So farmers are also thinking a different way to shift from the cocoa production and get to the rubber plantation. That is where they can make a living. And that is what is happening now.
But if you say you want $6,000 and they are getting $7,000, if government gives you $6,000, won't you be fleecing government? Do you think it's realistic that government can give you $6,000?
Well, it is not what we are not claiming that we want $6,000. I'm talking about per bag that I'm talking about. Right? They said that they will give a bag of cocoa 6,000 per bag, right? And then we all know that at that time, then the dollar was 17 Ghana cedi. And now the dollar is no more 17 Ghana cedi. And it has affected the pricing of the cocoa. So in this case, the farmer will not get the kind of price that he wants. Okay. That is the issue.
All right, do stay with me. Let me bring in the ranking member on the Economy and Development Committee of Parliament, Kojo Ponkrumah, who's joining us by phone. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, government is referring to the gains the economy has made, especially on the dollar exchange front, and saying that, well, it used to be 16 cedis to the dollar. Now it is 10.25. Isn't that justified enough for government to say that we're giving you just around 128 cedis increment per bag?
Good evening, Samuel, to Nono Bwadi and to your listeners. I mean, if you go by that argument, then the finance minister is actually telling the people of Ghana that, A, the 6,000 cedis per bag he claimed was the right price last year, if it had been set, today he will be announcing to cocoa farmers that he has reduced cocoa price per bag from 6,000 to 3,228. I'm not even sure that the NDC chairman in his constituency will believe this story, that today he would have announced that he has reduced it from the 6,000 he claimed it should have been to 3,228. I mean, let's credit ourselves with some basic intelligence. That is not possible. That's not the argument here. Secondly, today for the first time, they are quoting prices in dollars. The trend has been that you tell the cocoa farmer what he will get in CDs per bag at the farm gate. And in fact, a few days ago, the finance minister in parliament said that the president had instructed that local contracts should not be quoted in dollars. So what has changed? It is part of the effort to mask the truth. I keep telling you that the NDC government is fond of masking the truth by calling things different names just so that they can hoodwink you. They bring an 8% levy. They tell you it's one cedi per liter. They bring a loan of $360 million. They tell you it's a financing program. If you don't open your eyes, they will deceive you. Again, the NDC in opposition told us, in fact, when they came to power, the vetting of my brother Atuforsen, check the video. He says that part of the problem is that Cocoa Board is not adjusting their expenses, and they are carrying on all sorts of things that they should rather leave to the farmer to do. Today, in his announcement, he's announcing to do all of those things. Where are the cuts that he was promising they should be cutting? But more importantly, the NDC did not promise to price cocoa based on FOB. I'm shocked that people are pretending they don't remember. They said that we should be using spot prices. When they, the last time, were challenging the 3,100 Ghana cedis per bag, they were arguing that it should be spot prices. Today, all of a sudden, they've run away from the framework that they announced. They said you use spot prices. They said that at the end of the day, they were of the view that it should be 6,000 Ghana cedis. Today, they've run away from it. They are actually even using an exchange rate different from the official exchange rate today. Today's rate is 10.5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They are using 10.5 to do their computation today.
The rate is 10.25.
Yes, they are using 10.5 to do the computation today. Today is 10.5. They are using 10.25 to do the computation today. And I'm saying to you that they are just going around in circles, haven't been caught up by their own pronouncements.
Okay,
listen, the basic question that the cocoa farmer in Ofuasi will ask is, what was the price last year? 3,100 Ghana cedis. The government that promised that they will do better, what are they announcing today? 3,228. What that means is that cocoa price has gone up by only 128 Ghana cedis.
Okay,
that's a 0.15% increase. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
All this grammar, if I just may finish, all this grammar and winding around, the cocoa farmer and the farm gate is asking you, what is the increase? 4.15%. What the numbers previous years, and look at the percentage increase in cocoa farm gate prices the previous years. That is the real economy in the pocket of cocoa farmers.
Okay.
As to my brother's comment that when they complained about Galamsey and its impact on cocoa, nobody gave them a listening ear. I beg you, let your producers run a check online right now, October 2022. I rose and raised the red flag that, listen, our cocoa may soon not go to Europe and that we may suffer a ban even in Europe. This is 2022.
So you spoke about it. I'm grateful.
Yes, I'm challenging you. Go online. You'll find it. 4th October 2022.
I'll do so. Do stay with me. Let me bring in Dr. Randy Abe. He is CEO for Cocoa Board. Fortunately, he joins us in the studio. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Kojo makes a point about the exchange rate you're using. You are there, so you can better educate us. What rate are you using?
10.25, and that is the average over the period provided to us by Bank of Ghana. It's the average over the period. Okay. That is what is used. It is not today's rate.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, then. Why the deviation from the spot rate you promised to the FOB you're talking about here?
Well, I have read the NDC's manifesto. Mm. From first page to the last page, I've not seen any spot price in there.
Okay.
I've listened to what the NDC promised in the manifesto was 70% to the farmer, and then what His Excellency President also promised to the farmer, even on his recent tour, was 70% to the farmer. Mm. That is what I know.
Okay.
Yes. And in any case, how can you deal with spot price when you're talking about guaranteed prices? Mm. You are guaranteeing a price over a period. How then do you deal with spot price? It is an average. You strike an average over the projected price over a period.
Okay.
And that is what you use. Mm.
But so, I mean, when Kojo's point is that that's what you were saying in 2024. What has changed?
You know, you could point to an individual who said something. Mm. I am just saying that there is a manifesto of the NDC. Mm-hmm. The president of the republic himself as a candidate spoke. And he's been speaking as president.
Okay.
What he's been talking about is exactly what has been done.
Okay. All right. Why the shift from quoting the price in cedi to dollars?
There's no shift. If you read the minister's statement, the minister starts from the FOB. The FOB is quoted in US dollars.
Yes.
The commodity is sold in US dollars. Mm. So the FOB is determined in US dollars. The percentage that goes to all stakeholders, including the farmer, the producer price, is in US dollars. Mm. And then you come and factor in the exchange rate. And that is what will give you the cedi value. Mm. In the minister's statement, all this information is there.
Okay.
So the minister starts from the FOB, which is a dollar value. Cocoa is sold in US dollars. So how do you determine the FOB? It's in US dollars. How do you determine the farmer percentage? It's in US dollars. Mm-hmm. Then you come and apply a variable, which is the exchange rate. And that is what gives you
the cedi
equivalent of what the farmer will get. And so if you check paragraphs, I think 6, 7, or 7 and 8 of the minister's statement, you would see this there.
Okay.
So it is not true that the minister quoted something in dollars. It is in the statement. If you read the minister's statement, fortunately, it's on the Ministry of Finance's website and everything. Yeah. It is there.
We'll pull it up.
Check paragraphs 7 and 8. You will see it.
All right, we'll pull it up right now. But, you know, farmers are not happy with this. We spoke to Nana Obwade, who's the president of the Concerned Farmers Association. He says, this is not what the NDC government promised them, and they are not happy with it.
Well, we have engaged farmers. Hmm. The farmers have representatives on their board, two of them. Hmm. The technical committee of the producer price review committee has four representatives of the farmers. All the stakeholders are on the technical committee that did the recommendation. We've also met all the 16 regional chief farmers. We took them through everything. And so if there's a particular farmer who says that he's not happy, or somebody who represents a group of farmers and says they are not happy, well, that is their view. But the truth of the matter is that, Chief, we have shown you the declared FOB, which is 7,200. We've given you a basis for that. We have told you that a farmer is getting 70% of that FOB, which is $5,040. In 24-25 November, the FOB that was declared, even when cocoa prices were higher than today, was 4,850, out of which the farmer was given 3,100, which represents 63.9%. Today, the farmer's share is $5,040, which is 70%. We have an exchange rate which is almost 5 cedis lesser, or 6 cedis lesser, than it was November 2024. In November 2024, the exchange rate that was used was 16 cedis. 16 cedis. Today, the exchange rate is 10.25. So obviously, it is the FOB times the exchange rate that gives you the value. So what are we talking about?
So you feel that the Nana Oboadia group are not being, because they say farmers are not even threatening to cut down their trees and plant rubber plantation.
I do not believe so. We've also gone, like I said, we have two farmers reps on our board. The technical committee of the PPRC had four farmer reps. We met the 16 regional chief farmers and took them through all the variables. Are you telling me that the farmers are not aware that for 24-25 they were given $3,100 of an FOB of 4,800 when cocoa prices were higher than they are today, and that the farmers are not aware that today they are being given an FOB of 7,200 when prices are lower than they were last year, and that they are getting $5,040 instead of $3,100?
But again, the FOB is how much government gets from sales and not what price. So why the change in position now? I mean, you're getting FOB of 7,000 and you're giving
7,200.
7,200. And you're giving farmers
70% of that, which is the highest. Which is the highest? 70%. That's the 5,040.
So the remainder is profit for government?
No.
Okay.
You have many stakeholders. There's a buyer's margin.
Okay.
There's a haulers. There's grading and sealing. There is shipping and warehousing. You have all manner of stakeholders. And all these stakeholders have decided that to enable the farmer get 70%, we are all going to take the fees and margins that were decided for the 24-25 season. So none of these stakeholders is getting an increment. None.
So I mean, after all the deductions, how much comes to government?
Government.
Yeah.
Government doesn't get anything.
Okay, cocoa board.
6% maximum.
That's what you get.
Maximum 6%.
After deductions.
Maximum 6%.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't forget that the exchange rate that was used for the 24-25 figure was 16 cedis to a dollar. From, let's say, April, when the exchange rate dropped, government asked us to maintain the price paid to the farmer. So at the time that the dollar dropped to about 10, we were paying the farmer $4,800 of an FOB of $4,850 that was declared. So the farmer share had moved from 63.9 to about 99.8%.
Okay. Doc, I'm grateful. Let me bring in Nana Oboadia for a reaction to this. Nana, so, I mean, Dr. Randiabe says that you have farmers on the board and they agree with the current pricing. Do I have Nana Oboadia on the line? Okay, nobody. So, yes.
What is really on the ground? And I'm telling him that since he is saying that there's nothing of that sort, that farmers are ready to cut down their cocoa trees for rubber, the ball is in his own court when the time comes, he should deal with it. We, the concerned farmers, who stay out of this kind of thing. We are no more going to take a step to tell farmers not to do that. Because, listen, almost 200 million trees have been saved by we. And if he's there telling us that we are just a group of people, or maybe an individual is saying this and that, is not happy. It is not we. It is the farmers. Concerned Farmers is an advocacy for cocoa farmers and all farmers across the country. We have been doing a lot of jobs across. You can ask the previous government and even ask the current and staff around. They'll let you know. And if you don't believe our report and other things, you will just stay back and then let Cocoa Board do their own thing. Because at the end of the day, we are working in the interest of the farmers.
Okay, I get it. I'm grateful to you for joining. Let me bring in Kojo Ponkoma, who is, the...
Very soon, our cocoa will be back.
So the CEO is saying that if you look at the exchange rate they used, the gains in the economy, this makes sense, which, I mean, counters the argument you were putting up earlier.
Hello?
Kojo, you're on.
Yes. So, I mean, first, I can sympathize with my brother, Randy. He didn't make those promises in opposition. Now he has to try and rationalize the failure to implement that promise to the cocoa farmer. I'm mentioning the name of the one who made these promises. His name is Kesiel Atuforsen. He was then spokesperson on the economy, became a minority leader. He's now finance minister. Even at his vetting, he kept repeating these same lines, including the 6,000. So I can understand Randy's dilemma because he didn't make those promises. And he takes solace in the argument that it's not in the manifesto. Well, I'm mentioning to you the name of the person who has made these promises. And he's a senior member of the manifesto committee of the NDC of the government. In any case, I don't understand why Randy would say that prices today are lower than they were at the time. Are we talking spot prices or we're talking the averages that he was previously talking about? The most important thing, and it breaks my heart to hear that Randy will say that they have two reps on the committee. So if those people have agreed and farmers today are complaining, that it is their own opinion. I don't think so.
But the two people represent the interests of farmers on the board, not so.
So when these two people in the boardroom take the allowances and tell you it's okay, and the farmers on the ground, like Oboadia is telling you, are telling you that this is not satisfactory to them, don't dismiss the view of the farmers. But here's my concluding point. The most important part of this equation, and I want to respectfully ask you, Kojo Brace, send your reporters to the cocoa growing areas. Randy says, and I saw photos, etc., of him engaging with farmers. I don't dispute that. He says they've spoken to them, so they believe that the farmers should be okay with this. Send your reporters into the cocoa growing areas and let them tell you whether they think a 128 CD increment in the price of cocoa at a time when spot prices today of cocoa as compared to spot prices a year ago do not reflect a 4% increase. Please go and find out whether the farmers are pleased with what is happening today. The NDC today is caught up by their own promises and their own words. They claimed that a year ago we should have been paying 6,000. And if you have to follow the argument, then what they mean is that should that have happened today, they will be announcing a reduction of cocoa price per bag from 6,000 cedis to 3,220.
But they also say the economic conditions have improved.
Say again?
They also say the economic conditions have improved. For example, the dollar, massive improvement there, which of course they cite.
They also said, when in opposition and even at my brother Atto's vetting, that Cocoa Board has burdened itself with so many purchases and other encumbrances in the value chain that it should not be doing. And that as much of the spot price as possible should be made available to the farmer. Back home. Today, they are still doing the same thing. They are still doing those interventions. So which one should we take?
I'm grateful.
I tell you that the most important test is what the farmer at the farm gate thinks.
Okay. All right. I'm grateful to you. Kojo Ponkrumah is ranking member, Economy and Development Committee. Dr. Randy Abe is still here, Doc. So that's...
First of all, I can understand Kojo, the politician. Look, Kojo, is $3,100 better than $5,040? Is that the argument we're making? Is that the argument that is being made? Is a stronger CD a negative thing for the Ghanaian economy? You know, if the exchange rate was at 16 CDs, the 5,040 would have been 80,600. It would have been 80,600 if the exchange rate was 16 CDs. That's what the 5,040 would have been. Why are we making it look as if a stronger CD is negative as far as the Ghanaian is concerned? The truth of the matter is that we sell the thing in dollars, and let Kojo know that whether it is spot pricing or average, last year was better than this year. If you check spot price today, 7.4. Check the spot price at the time that this thing was made. And I'm saying that you declared an FOB of $4,850, out of which you gave the farmer 3.1. Even when the prices are relatively lower than last year, we've declared an FOB of 7,200, out of which the farmer is getting 5,040, which is 70%. It is the exchange rate, that 16 that was used in November and 10.25 today. It is because we have a relatively stronger, a much, much stronger currency. Why will anybody want to play around it? Now, if anybody told you that, so if you were a watcher of the news and you looked at the pricing, averagely was around 8,000, and you hear that the farmer is giving 3,100, what would be your reaction? Did you ever, as a journalist, did you ever hear that there was a rollover of 333,000 tons, that Cocoa Board had sold 333,000 tons for 2,600, and that is what was affecting the pricing for 2024-25? Were you ever told that? This is soft, was something that Cocoa Board hid from everybody. And that is why it was 4,850. Because in 23-24, Cocoa Board signed contracts for cocoa that it could not deliver. Not 30,000, 333,767 tons. Sold at 2,600. So in 24-25, we were using high-priced cocoa to pay for 2,600. And that is what brought the weighted average down. We have done about 230,000 and we are taking on 100,000 to 25-26. That is what also has affected the weighted average. But we are doing a 72 instead of 4,850. So we are reeling from that 333,000 sold at 2,6 in 23-24 that we couldn't supply. And so we're using high-priced cocoa to pay for this, and that affects the weighted average. That is what they are not telling the farmer.
Grateful to you, Dr. Randy.
In any case, if he talks about cut, didn't you hear the finance minister announce that all the road projects are moving to this thing? Cocoa Board's exposure to cocoa roads was 21 billion. Mm. When the entire Ministry of Roads, with all its road agencies, was talking about 67 billion.
Grateful to you. Dr. Randy Abe is the CEO of the Ghana Cocoa Board. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.